excited for this opportunity for you guys to get to know someone who I have come to love, get to know over the last year. And I just love her so much. I enjoy her, and I just want to share her with you because she's just such a gem. But also, she has a lot of great hacks and things to share with us today. So I'm just going to make sure that we're live here.
Okay.
This is always a challenge. But I want to introduce you to my friend, Katarina Haddon. Hi, Katarina.
Hello, friends.
She is coming to us from Lethbridge, Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have not always been in Lethbridge. Where did you move from?
Originally or in the last year? Give me a timeline, girl.
Let's talk about originally first.
Okay, where I was born. Sure. I was born in Serbia, which way back when was Yugoslavia. And I don't know if any of you were familiar with all the drama that was going on there. So that's when I was born, in Belgrade, Serbia. I grew up there. I finished college there for fine and applied arts. And then after the war in 1999, I said, this is drama's not for me. I'm going to go somewhere else. So I moved to Canada.
Wow. Okay.
And then I was I moved to Toronto in 2000. I was there for a few years, met my husband, and we were young, and we decided that mortgage and a real job wasn't for us at that time. So we decided to travel, ended up in China for 8 years. Then we decided to have kids.
Oh my God.
They're born in China. Yeah, we have twins, boy and a girl. They are almost 12 now. And then when they were ready for grade one, we were like, okay, let's go back to Canada and let's give them some good education. Oh. So now we're Canada, back in Canada.
Wow. So you have a lot of different experiences that you can draw from in terms of culturally and wow.
We traveled Asia, for example, all around and learned so much about the culture, the people. You know, I believe that travel, just like books, it really enriches your soul so that you can look at the world from much broader perspective. So I know now we can't travel, but people, when you can, when all this is over, travel. It's a huge gift you can give yourself.
Yeah. So I mean, we could talk a little bit about this in terms of the situation that we find ourselves in today with the COVID-19 and all the lockdown, you know, coming from Serbia and the situation there. I don't know if there's some similarities that was happening around that time that you can equate to what's happening now.
Yes, the similarities are empty grocery stores, for example. Mm-hmm. Even though we are not, you know, back then, Serbia went through this crazy.
Back then,
I'm going to be 42 this year, friends.
You look so young. 42 is pretty young anyway. But how old were you when you left Serbia?
I was 22.
Okay, so that was 20 years ago. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was 22. So there are similarities and people being worried and scared, and there are things in grocery stores that are missing. One thing that in Serbia I feel was worse, so that's why I think I'm so equipped for this drama right now. The stores were literally empty. You couldn't buy toothpaste, for example. You couldn't buy food. We had little stamps and kilometers long lineups to wait for a liter of milk and a small bag of rice. And good luck with that.
Wow.
Right? So, but I did notice emotionally that when this all started and I went to a grocery store and I saw some aisles empty, that it really pulled me back into that feeling of, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Right? But this is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, we have internet to connect with each other.
Which
in 1999, internet was not a thing, my friends. Neither were cell phones.
No.
It was social media. So it was much harder back then.
Absolutely. I think that I'm thankful to God that we have this medium that we can stay connected, because you know, from an emotional standpoint and all those areas, it could be much, much more. It's already traumatic for many, but it could be much, much more traumatic.
Yeah.
We have this kind of connection that we can connect in with people. Wow, thank you for sharing that. I'm just looking online and I'm, you know, the neat thing about Be Live is I just did it there briefly here where people, if you are commenting and making comments on as we go through this conversation today, I can actually put your comment online. And so
and we can see it.
We can see it. So
tell us something nice, friends.
Yeah, we want to hear some good stuff, some positive. Tell us what you're up to. Tell us how you are pivoting in this time of the, I like to call it just a season of transition, because mm-hmm. we're transitioning into, yes, it's not going to go back to normal, people.
Like, no, you know, I like to call this new human experience training. That's where we are right now.
That's why I love you, Katarina. You have such a growth mindset. You're so positive. You have such, like, you know, stretching people to new ways of looking at life. And so I am so excited to have you on this show today, because I don't know if you know, this community, the Emerging Women Speakers Community, are a group of women who come from all different backgrounds, but and some of them have been my clients and are my clients on different programs that I run to help them just to really refine their message in whatever platform they find themselves, to be able to communicate a clear, concise, compelling message in a way that really impacts the audience that they're trying to reach. But for many people, this is a whole new paradigm shift to come online and to be able to communicate online, the technology, but it can be overwhelming. And so this is one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you on, because I've been exposing my community to different tools that they can use in this season and to pivot what they're already doing. You know, I love this quote I saw recently by a woman I know from another organization, Christine Louise. She's a photographer, and she said, you know, pivot, she posted this, some other quote from someone else, a pivot doesn't mean that you're pivoting from your mission or your purpose. It's just a strategy. It's a change in strategy. And so to begin to see that as this growth experience is that, what are some new ways that we can begin to pivot in how we show up, how we serve our clients, how we even offer or let people know who we are. Or
oh, just somebody said I have no sound.
You don't have any sound?
Can anybody else hear us?
Oh. No sound. Anybody on there want to let us know? I have no sound. Who's I? Maybe that's you. Okay. Hello to both of you. Unfortunately, I can't see who the Facebook user is. It doesn't tell me. I'm just going to show online. Can you just post in the chat, those of you who are live with us, whether or not you can hear us okay? That would be...
Let me see. It's Jane.
Oh.
Jane said I have no sound. I'm looking on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm just seeing it in my public chat here, and it's not telling me who the people are. You have no sound?
Some people are saying can hear.
You
okay,
can't
so,
hear.
So maybe just
maybe
Jane.
You, Jane. Maybe it's
turn on your speakers, Jane.
Jane Gamroth, you need to change. Maybe on if you're on your phone, put the volume up a bit. Press those buttons. You can hear us. Good.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you, everybody. See, I want to show you. So someone just said I can hear you, but unfortunately, I don't see a face here, and I'm not sure why.
That should be somewhere in your settings.
Okay.
But I don't know where.
See, she's a figure-outable girl.
There is always a way.
She is figure-outable. That's your word. The F word for Katarina.
that was a post on Instagram that really got people's attention.
Yeah. Okay. So, Katarina.
Yes.
I love your Instagram.
Oh, thank you.
Page is so pleasant, so beautiful, but it's also fun. And I think that's your primary area. Is that correct? The primary area that you hang out?
Yes, that is my platform. I mean, I do have a Facebook page, but I'll be honest with you guys. My avatar is not really on Facebook. My mom is my number one fan. On my Facebook page and all of her friends. And when I post something, they all chime in my mother tongue. Oh, look at her. She's all grown up, doing all the things. It's kind of cute, but I do eventually want to build that page as well. But the key in now pivoting and where on online show up, those are the questions you need to sit down with yourself and first think about who is your ideal client. Because you have to have that profile. It's different when we, ooh, hello.
You're it.
I like it. There is, I call that brand and business DNA. Mm. When you're working with people, let's forget online for a moment. When you work with people, it's really easy to communicate who you are, what you do, and how you can help them. You will do calls, you know, strategy sessions, whatever. Online space, it's an extension of that. But you have to, A, know your brand and business DNA to a core. And you need to make sure that when you are showing up online with intention.
Love that.
Let me just finish this, then I'll go back to intention.
Yeah. So too much there.
You need to create an experience, and you need to figure out, and I want to discuss that later with you, to talk about your business without selling your business. Because people love to buy stuff, mm-hmm. products and services, but they don't like to feel like they've been sold to.
Nice.
So we need to find a way, and I'll give you some fun examples on my Instagram, how I talk about my business without selling my business. But you must start with knowing who you are in a core.
In your core.
Yes, and what you believe in.
Mm.
And then.
So can I just interrupt you for 1 second?
Yeah.
So just to clarify that. So when you say who you are at the core, are you talking about like what are the things that you stand for, that you're passionate about? What can you explain that a little bit?
Yes. Well, I'll give you an example. I have been told many, many times that I am rough around the edges and that I'm too loud. No. I took that as a compliment and I'll explain why.
Yeah.
I am loud. I'm European. I'm loud. I love to cheer on people. And my main goal is that when they are done talking to me, they're feeling a little better.
Yeah.
And if I can make them laugh and feel them heard, seen, and appreciated.
Nice.
That I've done my job, but I am in your face when I talk, right? That's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get people to tell you, but I know that that's who I am. I can try to be all super polished, wear a suit, and use all the fancy words. But that is not who I am. Because if you meet me in real life, I'm going to be like, so good to see you. And I will hug you. But that's me. So I show up like that online. So you need to know who you are, what you believe in, mm-hmm. in regards to your own personal life and business. Mm-hmm. And then you need to allow yourself for that to shine through.
Beautiful, beautiful.
The reason is that if you try to be like somebody else that is doing the work you do, you are never gonna get traction if you're just copying somebody else.
That's right.
So you need to stand strong in who you are. So when I was told that I am rough around the edges and I'm really loud, first, of course it hurts. We all want to be appreciated. We want to be liked, and yeah. we want to know that our life matters, right? Yeah. So when somebody comes to you like, you suck, you're like, oh, that hurts. But then what I realized is that when you start to get negative comments, you actually officially made it in the online world because you are repelling.
That's so good.
You are triggering and repelling those who are not your market.
Yes.
So I went back to every person and I said, thank you so much for your comment.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's showing me that I am doing my thing in my way.
I love this. And I really want you who are listening today, and if you're going to watch the replay, I really want you to capture this because this is so important. often we look for all the likes and think, you know, we're doing well because, oh, wow, we have all these likes. But are you really addressing the right people when you're doing that? Like, are you truly being authentic to who you are? Because if you are, you will have the kind of response that Katarina just mentioned. And this is, but then you have to deal with that. Then you have to deal with that and say, how am I with that? Am I okay with that? Or am I going to shift now because now I've, you know, PO'd someone off or they don't like something? Am I going to shift so that I'm not so offensive to people? And we're not talking about being crass or intentionally offensive. We're just talking about the fact that you can do all the right things, be free in who you are, and still there's going to be people who are not going to like you. And you need to be okay with that.
And perfect example is that a lot of people really love that I'm direct. If you ask, let's say I'm coaching you, Lisa, and you come to me and you say, hey, look at this and let me know what you think.
Yes.
I am not going to fluff it up for you because I am here to open your eyes and help you. So I'm very direct. I mean, I always start, you know, what I'm going to about to say, you know this, what I'm going to about to say, I say it with love.
Yes.
I set the stage and then I really drill in at all the things that need to improve. Right? So I am, and not many people can handle the truth.
It's true.
But that's why writing your brand and business DNA, who you are and what you believe in, and that's your manifesto. You put it somewhere to look at it every day. So when you get that negative comment, you look at your list and you remind yourself that that is who you are. That is your true voice that you're showing up online now every single day.
I'll let you go through some things and then we'll kind of come back. Oh, did I lose you?
No, I'm here.
Okay. I'm going to let you just continue on a bit and then we're going to come back a little bit and revisit some of these things.
Okay. So what I did when Lisa asked me to do this with you guys, I wrote a little list to help you. Because I know I'm known that I can digress. Many different directions.
So you gotta keep focused, Katarina.
I am focused.
I know. Go ahead.
I am focused. So we're gonna go through this. I will give you a strategy that will help you figure out, especially for those who maybe are never started anything online, or people who are online but they're not seeing the results that they want.
Perfect.
So step one. You need to think about your brand and business DNA. And there is, if you want, this is totally free and there is no catch. If you go onto my website, there is this course creator bundle made of 3 ebooks. But the first ebook is called Brand and Business DNA.
Perfect.
I encourage you, fill in all the answers. You will have them on one piece of paper. But some things that, you know, 3 big questions that you need to ask yourself is when you are doing your brand and business DNA, what problem do I solve? So, and answer that question, whatever it is. What do I help people achieve? Because if you're selling a product or service, nobody, and I was talking about this not long ago, nobody wakes up one morning, makes a cup of coffee, sits in front of the computer and says, I'm going to search some product and services because I'm ready to spend some money, right? People will never do that. People are looking for solutions, something that they will make their life or business better. And you are the solution provider. So what you want, what you're selling, right? What problems do you problem? We are all problem solvers, one way or another.
Problems.
What do you want? What is the end goal for your future clients? Mm-hmm. What will they achieve? How will their life be better?
Yes.
After they work with you.
Good.
And what fears you will help them diminish?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the big 3 questions that each business owner needs to ask themselves. And be super clear. Don't be like, oh, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Be super clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to use that information. And if we talk about Instagram or Facebook, You know, on Facebook page, you have that about section. You're not going to go onto my page and it's going to be like, hi, it's me. I'm fun. Let's hang out. Right? It's going to say, and same on Instagram bio. Your Instagram bio or your boss bio, as I like to call it, needs to be super clear and it needs to answer three questions. What you do, who is it for, and why? Example. So those three things need to be on that short
bio.
Yes, on that bio. So for example, mine says helping service-based business owners.
I'm going to
create and build. Pardon?
No.
Oh, the website?
I'm going to put it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, continue.
I don't know where I was. So your bio.
Your bio.
So my bio, let me read it to you. I'm actually going to open it here to tell you exactly
what
it says. And then I'll explain what. Pardon?
Is it the one on your website? I teach people?
Instagram. Well, on your website, you can really spread it out and use more words. On Instagram, you can't. You need to be super specific. So mine says, helping service-based business owners design, build, and launch profitable online courses without losing time and sanity. So what did I do here? I told people that I am for service-based professionals. So they can right away, when they land on my profile, they're like, oh, I'm not a service-based professional. So they can say, oh, this is for me or this is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do I help them make more money? So I help them design, build, and launch profitable online courses. And then what is the benefit? They won't be losing time and sanity. That's just an example. That's my example, right? But you need to think about to have those three elements so that you help people understand right away, okay, is this for me or is this not for me?
So what you're talking about is really gaining clarity.
We have to, because internet is crowded.
Mm-hmm.
And your boss bio, if I say this to my 12-year-olds, they understand what I just said. We need to make it so clear that a 5-year-old, if you have kids, go to your kids and be like, hey, if I say this, do you know what this means?
Right.
It needs to be so clear because people are cluttered with information. And now this goes to what you're going to post and how you're going to do this. People are cluttered with information. You need to speak to them so they right away understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
If you make them think too hard and actually burn calories while they're using their brain to figure it out, they're going to go somewhere else where it's easier.
Yes.
Because today people are impatient. Everything is so instant. So let's give them the instant experience.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. That's
important.
Bite size, concise.
Now, when you're thinking about your brand, because you need to represent yourself, you need to be clear on your brand. And there are a few things that you need to think about before you start showing up. Who are you attracting? We just talked about it. So who is your ideal client? That will dictate which social platform you'll use. And if you never used any social platforms, pick one. Because at the beginning, if you spread yourself too thin, you won't show, and the key is to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just put one video today and be like, okay, I'm done for a week.
Yeah.
Right? Because you need to stay on top of mind and build connections. Because people, they're going to like you. Then they're going to start to trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will buy from you. And it goes in that order. Nobody's going to trust you if they don't like you. So they need to like you first. Right? So you need to know who you're attracting. And then you need to think about how do you want your audience to feel when they consume your content?
Mm.
And the last one, what impression do you want to be associated with your brand?
Mm.
Is it professional? Is it laid back? What is it? So you need to pick three brand words that's going to be your anchor to everything that you do.
Sorry, just playing around here.
No, that's fine. I don't mind. So you need to pick three brand words that are representing your brand. And I'll give you mine. So I like things that are fun. I love humor and I like to joke around. And so that's my go-to. So my number one, I actually have two, is fun. And I want people to feel cared for. That's super important to me. Mm. I want them to feel that they are loved. Then when I teach them, it needs to be strategic.
That's good.
So when I share my content, there is a lot of strategy on how to and why. And then I want my content to give them growth. Growth in their business, growth in their mindset. Because if you don't have that growth mindset, you will really struggle. And that's important to me. So those are my words. Mm. So all the content that I share is around those things. And Lisa, if you go back now knowing my words and you look through my content, you will realize that really is that.
You know, I love that. So would you say that those words are also connected to values that you hold, like your personal values?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Even in my personal life, I want people to have fun when they're around me, and I want them to feel cared for.
Mm.
And if I can, in real life, provide value to give them a different perspective or a viewpoint so that they can grow as human beings, that's huge for me.
Yeah.
And I put my whole heart in my business. And the way I show up online, I show up in real life too.
Hmm.
If you ever meet me in real life, I'm going to be the same person.
That's so good.
And that's key, to be authentic, to really be who you are. That's the only way to stand out. Because example, you, Lisa, and I could be doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we're both helping people how to build online businesses online. Online businesses online.
Yeah.
Online businesses. But the way I teach and my insight is completely different from your way.
Yes.
Neither is better or worse. It's just different.
It's different.
So if I try to be more like Lisa, I'm never going to stand out, even though I may be really knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to be somebody else. So my message will never be authentic.
That's good.
Right? So that's super, super important.
That's so good. That's one of the things that I, with my clients, always help draw out of them and emphasize is that, you know what? There's nobody else. Your message, you might be sharing a similar message. Your expertise might be similar, but no one has a combination of personality, experiences, expertise that you do brought together in the collective unique contribution that you have to make. And so each one has something, because the reality is, Katarina, even if you and I are doing the same kind of work, there's going to be people that will hear more, that will receive it more from you as opposed to me, and vice versa.
100%.
Right? And that's the key, is being able to reach those people that need to hear it from you as your unique stuff,
mm-hmm.
unique way, your unique brand, whatever it is that you stand.
And that's why you have to be so clear.
Mm-hmm.
With no shadow of a doubt. This is who you are. This is what you stand for. And this is how you're showing up every single day. Now, when you are clear, you know all these things. You have it written down and you read it every day just to remind yourself. Now the question becomes, well, what do I share?
Mm-hmm.
What is my content going to be?
Yes.
And I would like to offer you an idea that works like a charm. Okay.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay. So you're going to have, and this is the key here in this idea, is that how you will talk about your business without selling your business.
Yes. Selling without annoying people. I have this thing that I teach my clients, selling without annoying people. It's called the SWOT principles.
There you go. We can call it that. So this is how you're going to do the SWOT principle.
The SWOT principle.
Within your online platform. And this goes to both Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, doesn't matter. The strategy is the same. So you're going to decide which categories you're going to always talk about. I will give you mine. About me, inspirational quotes, because I love inspiration. My why. Why do I do what I do? Personal insight, benefits of my services, and then full-on product and service. Those are my categories. Now, looking at my life, what are going to be my topics where I will weave through all of my categories? And I will tell you what I chose. Coffee, because I love coffee.
Yay!
Then my kids, because I'm a mom and a business owner. So I can talk about my business through my kids, and I'll explain in a second. Then again, quotes, because I love quotes. Books, because I love reading books. Yoga, meditation, those are my things. And being a business owner, a female business owner. So now I'll give you an example. Let's say, just the other day or last week, a couple of months ago, at the beginning of the year, I started drinking celery juice every morning. And it became the thing that I share all the time. But last week, I was talking about my morning routine. So I laid out my morning routine, including the celery juice. And then I started talking about how it helps me have brain power and clarity, because my clients don't need me having brain fog. So I just told people that I work with other people. Didn't sell them nothing. I was really just sharing my morning routine. Does that make sense? Or let's pretend.
Because you're being real.
So let's pretend that I took a selfie now on an event. And I'm holding coffee. Coffee is one of my topics, right?
Yes.
And behind me is a group. Or let's say now we do it virtually. I'm doing a virtual boot camp. And I have 50 people here on the screen. I turn around and I take a selfie and everybody's smiling. And I can start my day. How much I love starting my day with a coffee that gives me energy to serve this beautiful group of smiling people on my workshop that I just did. Oh, really? What was the workshop? But I started with coffee.
Yes. I love it.
This is how we talk about our business without selling our business.
It's kind of creating curiosity.
And it's, yes, and insight.
You're just authentically sharing what's happening, who you are.
And you need to share who you are. You need to pick portions of your life that you will share online. You don't need to share everything online.
Yeah, that's really key. It's like, it doesn't mean you have to share everything.
You don't. But example, I often would share in the morning how I'm making celery juice. I'm loving the celery juice. I mean, I hate the taste, but I'm loving the benefits.
Okay.
But one morning, because I've done it so many times, and people are now included in my Instagram stories, one morning I actually took a picture of my coffee while I was watching my daughter play Minecraft. And I started getting DMs. Did you drink your celery juice? Because that's the expectation now. So now we're joking around that my followers are celery juice police. But that goes with my brand, being friendly, talking, and giving them insights of what I do.
So I put up a question here that someone has.
But you have multiple avenues of pursuit. Should you try to merge them or keep them separate? It really depends on, is there a common thing in them? Like, what are they? Can you please be more specific, then I can really give you a better answer.
Okay, I can't see who said that. I think that was Jennifer. Jennifer, can you be more specific, and then I can get Katarina.
We can really break that down.
Break that.
So
yeah.
Now, let's say you have your categories about your business, and then you have your topics, which are really things in your life that you value, that you like doing. That, you know, sometimes I talk about my kids. I had this post one time where I said how much I love taking them to school in the morning. And the school is just 5 minutes away, so I'm not losing time in traffic to come back in time to do my coaching calls. And then, you know, one of the things was that school was such a blessing.
Yes.
Right? So I was just talking about through my kids that I love working with my coaching clients.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be creative, but you need to be authentic and true to yourself.
Okay.
So, now,
go ahead.
There's one more part to really help you get the clear picture. Now you have your categories, you have your topics. Then you're going to go on Google and you're going to find the calendar for the month. Okay?
Yes.
And you're going to print it. Just a nice piece of paper. And you're going to write yourself those three brand words. Just as a reminder of what you are all about. And then this is what I do. I would look at the calendar and then look what kind of dates are kind of important. For example, today's National Siblings Day.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
So the post that I scheduled on Instagram today, it's a picture of me and my sister laughing. Right? So you want to fill in because you want to be relevant with the times. What is important day today? And then you will hashtag National Siblings Day, Siblings Day, sister, family, right? We'll talk about the hashtags in a second. So, and then you will fill those first. And then thinking with an end in mind, what is your goal for that month? Is it to get more clients? Is it to sell product or service? Is it maybe you build an online course? Or is it just to build the following? You will decide what the end goal is. And that will dictate what kind of posts you will create. So then you will kind of write your posts and then you will see, okay, do I have pictures for this? If I don't, I will make them. I'll write my captions. I will do all the things. The preparation, I know all this sounds like this is so much work. But once you are clear on who you are, what you do, how you help, and I like to call them content buckets, those categories and topics. When you have your buckets, then it's easy. And you can also repurpose content from before. I'll give you an example. One time I posted three things you shouldn't do if you're building an online course. Month later, I was having few spots in my calendar that I really didn't know what to say. So I looked through my own feed. And it was like, three things not to do. I'm like, I'm going to write three things to do.
There you go.
Completely different, but it gave me an idea.
Yeah.
And you are allowed to look at your competitors and see what they're doing, but only for inspiration.
Yes.
To kind of get your creative juices flowing.
That's
do
good.
Not copy what somebody else is doing. Do not try to be like somebody else.
That's so good. Okay, so can you recap those, once you're clear, you have to have clarity, first of all, and you have to know what it is, your outcome, like part of that clarity is knowing what outcome or what problem you are addressing and what solution you provide. Next.
So you are clear what problem you solve, what do you want people to achieve, and which fears you will diminish?
Fears.
It's super cute, huge because people, when I work with people to build online courses, a lot of them don't know how to do it. They don't know where to start. But here is the thing about being, and I want to just say this. Let's say you want to be, it doesn't matter if it's Instagram or Facebook, you want to do a live, be on a video and talk to people. And many people have a lot of fear over showing up in that way.
Yeah.
But here is what I want you to remind you to think about. Your business has nothing to do with you.
That's right.
And everything to do with the transformation you provide to your clients. So essentially, when you have fear, you are making it, and you're probably not even realizing about yourself. The things are like, am I going to sound professional? Will I start coughing? Am I going to say something wrong? Am I prepared enough? What are people going to think of me? That none of that matters. You imagine yourself as a vessel, and the message is just going through you. And when you accept that as truth, it becomes, you will be so relieved.
Freedom. That's one of my
full on freedom.
That's one of my core values. Freedom.
Full on freedom to show up and serve those who need to hear your message.
That's so good. Okay, we're going to pause here for a minute. This mm-hmm. is a response from Jennifer. She clarified in terms of the different focuses. So she has it. I have secular information for online courses because I've been an educator for over 20 years, but I also am called to educate on spiritual matters. So her question initially was, what if you have multiple avenues of pursuit? Should you try to merge them or keep them separate?
What is the meaning of secular? English is my second language. I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay. So I know Jennifer. Jennifer okay. Worked as in the university as professor, educator. She's also a Christian. So she is now also speaking to spiritual matters, you know, to a Christian audience. Secular means non, you know, it's just world.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Christian and non-Christian.
Yeah. Pretty
For
much.
For example.
You can clarify, Jennifer, if I've missed something there, but.
Example, I believe in God. And I will often talk about what I believe in. And this is how I'm doing it. Not saying that this is right or wrong. It's just mm-hmm. my way. And I have a lot of understanding for people believing in different things. So I will talk about God and how I pray, mm-hmm. but I will acknowledge if somebody comes in and said, I believe in universe. I will respect it. And I will go with that. So I have Christian and non-Christian people follow me that I work with. Mm-hmm. And I will just go down to their level. And that's important. If you are providing product and service, you need to not so much push what you believe in, but go down. Because I think God is here. Everything else is over here. Okay. That's why I'm showing up and down. But you can be there with them or come to their level. But you can do it the other way too. If what you are communicating is so different, then you need to separate them.
Yeah.
If you're talking about Christian leaders and you are reading from a Bible and really explaining what means, non-Christians are not going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And you will probably repel them and vice versa.
So this is part of that, whether it be, you know, your spiritual or the things, the convictions that you have, what you stand for. If this is something that you feel is one of your leading.
Then you need to forget the other.
Right.
You will have, and I guarantee, because I work with service-based people,
mm-hmm.
but magically I work with moms. They never actually had a job, but want to build an online arena to create more income. You will attract people who are non-Christian, but mm-hmm. will be absolutely okay. You're talking about faith.
So she said that's very helpful. Thank you, Katarina.
You're welcome.
Go another question here from Trish.
What if it's a nonprofit? Because it's a team of people that I'm trying to attract clients to use our services. Well, you need to know what your nonprofit said. This is a business too. It doesn't matter if it's for profit or mm-hmm. if it's nonprofit. But if it's nonprofit, go into the world and see where you can get more money for your nonprofit, right?
Yeah.
But the services that you provide as nonprofit are the thing that's your brand and business DNA. What makes your services unique and all of you working? One thing that it's really great that if you have a team, for example, I'm one person in my team. I have one virtual assistant. But let's say...
Oh, can I just... Trish, can yes. you clarify? Because I think where you're going to go right now is really good, Katarina. But I just want to... Trish, can you clarify when you said that because it is a team of people and I'm trying to attract clients to their services, do you mean you want to make sure the team is on the same page? What do you mean by that? Because it's a team of people... What if it's a nonprofit?
While we wait for that, yeah. I want to say another angle for if you have a team of people,
mm-hmm.
how to talk about your business without selling your business. And this is like so perfect. If I had a team, this is what I would do. Let's say you have somebody, now you have like a shipping department, there is one person, then you have your strategy marketer, then you have this person and that person. You will bring them into your feed as, I don't know, let's say Steve is a shipping department. And you can have a picture of Steve working where you say how excited you guys, that Steve, how excited you are that the Steve is there to take care.
Yes.
And then you talk directly to your client with your needs to get whatever to you on time. And
excellent.
Steve could be waving on a picture.
That's
so you, it's not always about you. Bring your team in. Talk about your business without selling, right?
Yeah, that's really good. I don't know if Trish is still on, but I think the other part of that too is whoever is kind of the lead in that team, you want to make sure that your team also is all on the same page in terms of
the belief system between you as the leader and your team. You guys need to be on the same page 24/7, right? Because if you think something one way and your team is like not really on board, that will be felt through your online presence. And another thing I want to add, now in this crazy time, if you're feeling fear and panic over what's going on, don't show up online.
Yeah.
Because fear is what spreads the fastest.
Yeah.
And even though you're writing that caption for your post and you think you're all good, the energy you put in is the energy people will feel.
Yes, that's so good. Yeah.
So if you are uncertain with yourself, work with yourself first. You know, maybe you are knocked down off your horse right now. Make sure you get back on your horse until you help other people get back on theirs.
I love that. I love that. That's one of the things that even in public speaking I talk about. You know, sometimes there's parts of our story, our life, that because we struggle with, well, I don't want to share this. And I say, you know, the parts that where you've overcome, where you found solutions, where you have been able to navigate through on the other side, those are the pieces that you need to begin to share with people. So even if you're in that place of fear, work through it until you are able to come on and say, you know what, I really struggle with this, but this is how I.
And that is great, because if you have something you struggle with, you don't come online and be like, I'm struggling and like, I don't know what to do with myself. You didn't give people any value. You come and say, and even if it's something you struggle right now, you can say, this is what I'm struggling right now, and this is my way of coping. And in your posts, always ask people, what is your way?
Yes, good.
That's have awesome. Some call to action. I'm seeing a question here. I'm just thinking about the example of sharing about my day, for example. I don't want it to be about me. I think what you are saying now is answering that. Okay,
This is related to the nonprofit question. That was Trish. She was just
And even if you don't have a team, I will tell you, sometimes in Instagram stories, I will wake up in the morning and make a cup of coffee and then jump to say hello to everyone. Just to say hi on Instagram stories and ask them how you are doing and then tell them what my plan is for the day. I have 3 coaching calls, then I'm going to do this, then I got to make food for the kids. They're doing online school. Like, I will tell them what I'm doing. I won't show them everything, but I will tell them. But I will not show up until I am ready and I'm in my zone of happiness.
That's so good. Yes. Okay. So my audience, a lot of them are like me, and I like step by step. I like, okay, let's break this down again. This is so good.
Okay.
Any other questions before we leave? I want you to put it in the comment section. But I just want you, Katarina, just to recap kind of, okay, if you're just wanting to step into this social media, or if you're already doing it and you want to begin to see more results, what are the points that you gave that we need to hit?
Okay, first you will pick a platform where you will be consistent. Because if you're not consistent, people will just forget that you exist.
Important.
So pick your platform and decide that, commit to it for like at least 6 months. Then be super clear on your brand and business DNA and what you stand for. Answer those questions that will help you. What problem do you solve? What do you want people to achieve? And which fears you're helping them diminish?
That's so good.
Once you get that, you're clear. Now you're clear there. Then you want to say, okay, who am I attracting when I'm talking? Okay, what is the intention behind me showing up? So you don't want to waste people's time. You want to always provide some value.
Yes.
Right?
So good.
How do you want to leave your audience feeling? That's huge. Do you want him to be like pumped? Do you want him to be relaxed? Do you want him to like be really happy? So you need to decide what is the tone of your brand. And then what kind of impression, which comes with how do you want them to feel? You want your brand to feel when people see you, consume, and leave.
Awesome.
Okay, those are main questions. Then you will create your content buckets. So you will pick your categories that are associated with your business, and then you're going to look at the ways that you can talk about your business without selling your business. I think we gave quite a few examples on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to finally print your beautiful calendar and start planning, and plan in advance. And here is why. At least 2 weeks in advance, because you're going to have one day that you're going to wake up and you're not going to feel so great. But you have nothing planned to post that day. But how amazing it is that you have a plan here. You just need to copy and paste and put it in because you planned it already.
Yeah, that's so good. I love that. And I know consistency has been a struggle for me in different areas. And that's what I've had to just put up. You know, the digital world is wonderful and I'm trying to eliminate as much paper, but I have to actually print out my calendar because it helps me to visualize it, to keep it in front of me and say, okay. And so I encourage you, whatever is going to work for you, do it, you know.
Yeah. I actually use Tailwind to, I write my posts first and I know I have the pictures, I have the captions, I have my hashtags, all that stuff. Maybe we can just quickly say people about hashtags if they're using Instagram.
Yeah. Go right
in. Let me just finish with this. And then I will schedule them all.
Is that like Hootsuite? Is Tailwind like Hootsuite?
I think so. It's similar. Mm-hmm. Okay. I believe it's similar. So yeah. If that works for you and makes your life easier, then find a platform that will do that for you. One thing to remember, doesn't matter which platform you choose, make sure you are respecting the platform. And let me explain. If you are on Instagram, you're going to use hashtags. Hashtag coach, hashtag business, hashtag whatever is that. And you're going to also have little buckets of hashtags, that's like next level. Don't worry about it now.
Yeah, okay,
it doesn't matter. But if you are on Facebook, hashtags don't work.
Right.
So if you're on Instagram and you say, hey, DM me this or that, direct message, on Facebook, that is a PM, personal message. So the verbiage you use how you show up, make sure, because if you are hashtagging your life away on Facebook, your posts won't be seen because that's not native to the platform. So that's another thing just to think about.
Okay. I want to respect your time, Katarina. So
yes, that would be nice. No, I'm just kidding.
Have I been? Do you need to rush right now?
No. It's okay.
This has been so good. So helpful. I know that our listeners here are getting so much value, true to your word and true to your values. But I just have one, and I don't know if it's possible right now, but maybe we can do this another time. One of the questions is, and I can certainly do this, but I know you're much more versed in Instagram. So what is the best way to learn the logistics of Instagram? How they hardly know how to make a simple post. Is there any way we can share a screen and just do a few little basic stuff here on Instagram, or is that possible?
I know. Do you want to share your Instagram, or do you?
Are you?
Well, will be able to see my phone.
Yeah. Let's do it on the phone because okay. Because we can't pull up Instagram and post from our laptop. It has to be a mobile.
So what you will do first, you will find your Instagram icon and you will click on it.
Right there.
So now. Right. If you look, if everybody can grab their screens, their phones, and open your Instagram, and now look at the bottom right corner. There is like a little person. If you click on that person, you are. Do you see that?
Can you put it up closer to your camera?
You are on your page.
Yeah.
Okay. And all of your posts are there. Okay, so that's one thing that you can see your grid and everything that's there. Now, if I wanted to directly from my phone post something, The middle button is a plus. If you see it there. Do you see the middle?
Down a bit. It's kind of with the lighting, sometimes it gets.
The middle button.
Well, the middle button at the bottom.
It's a square with a plus.
Yes.
So click on it, and what's going to show is your image library. This is my kids and I walking yesterday. So let's say I'm going to share that. So I will choose that image, right? And then look at the top right corner. There is a button that says next. It's guiding you through a process. So let's click next. Now you can use some filters if you want to. That's up to you. Because if I change different filters, the image will change a little bit. Okay. Then you're going to click next. And now you are in an area. You see, write a caption. Do you see that? I hope you can all see that. Write a caption. So you will click inside and your keys will show and you just start writing your thing. When you are done writing, you're going to click OK. And then you're going to click the button. Now the OK is now share. Oh, right there. And you will share it on your Instagram. That's it.
Okay.
But the best way, I feel the best way to learn these things is to go, and I was joking around, go to YouTube University or Google University and just type how to use Instagram.
Yeah.
And you will have little video tutorials, really great ones actually, where you see a person's phone and everything that's going on, how to do it. But once you do it a few times, it's going to be super easy.
Yes, excellent. And we'll talk more about that. So give it a try this week and see how far you get. But yeah, go to YouTube and they'll have lots of videos. We could do it here, but they've already done it. So check it out there. Thank you so much, Katarina. So good to have you. And if you do, I encourage you to go to her website, katarinahaddon.com, download that DNA brand. She's got a bundle right now.
It's a bundle, but the first ebook. Ignore the other two if you don't need them. But focus on brand and business DNA. Answer all the questions.
Perfect. Now, I know this is not new for you. For those of you who have been through my programs in terms of clarity, it's really important. Because if you're not clear, your audience is not going to be clear about what you're talking about or if it's for them. So a confused mind says no. A clear mind says go. So you
absolutely
need to really be clear. This has to be your first step. And then everything else will follow from that. So I just want to encourage you guys, stay tuned. Next week, I'm going to be going live every day and introducing you to another challenge that I'm going to put before you. So come at 11 o'clock on Monday, and I'm going to launch and introduce you to another challenge that I want you to join me in, just like you did with the 5-day challenge a couple of weeks ago, Facebook Live. But I just want to give you tools so that you can, just like Katarina said, not just pivot for the sake of, oh, wow, I need to get on the online world right now, or I need to be doing all this stuff because my other way of doing business is stopped, or my other way of doing ministry is stopped. Do it with intention. Be intentional. You have to have a strategy that has an end in mind that is with purpose. For example, if you start doing things right now that after COVID-19 is over, you're not going to do, then don't start them. You want to build so that it complements what you already do. Maybe you need to pivot a little bit in terms of how you're doing something, but that's also going to be brought forward afterwards. It's just going to see it as adding to your tool belt, but also expanding your capacity to add value to your clients, maybe in a whole different platform, whole different way, or use it as an opportunity to embrace a growth mindset so that you can better show up. And I love that emphasis. Just be who you are, be unique, and be unashamed in that. But know who you stand for, what you stand for. That's time's up, everyone. Thank you so much. Thanks, Katarina.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless, everybody.
Okay. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.